kick centre bounce and a ruckman crash on him.
When you get smashed in centre bounce, it just puts you on the back foot.
Crawley, Jordy McKenzie, all on the wing. McDonald runs with the football. Tyson takes it. Campbell the body.
They're moving the ball as well as any. When you get time and space and their willingness to really go fast.
They are so pure, so beautiful to watch with the footy.
On Halftime, Pure Footy.
They're back again, the boys. Kingy and Luffy, you reckon I'm excited? You should see the smiles on their face. Glenn Luff from jeremydata.com.au for the AFL Prospectus 2015 Gold Embossed Edition. Check it out. Some local guides, news agents, the front office of Champion Data, of course, jeremydata.com.au. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Daniel, good to be here.
Great to have you on board on the eve of the season. David King, the world's greatest footy analyst for berriesonline.com.au. Hello,
G'day,
Kingy.
Boys. Great to see you again. Sorry about last week. Couldn't make it last week.
It's a good cashy.
No. We had the JPC Carpentry AGM last week.
Oh, did we?
Just a business meeting.
How is my man JPC going?
Well, we're sort of launching a few new things.
Are we?
Mm.
What are we launching?
Not sure yet. No, we're going to branch out into insurance jobs, which is it's ironic because that's the same as our other sponsor, Berries Online. They've funded their company on the back of some insurance jobs. And when business is real bad, there's an insurance claim coming, yeah. I can assure you. But no, look, I can't wait for tonight. This is always a really exciting time, isn't it? It's like the day before Christmas right now.
Yeah. Love it.
And who's it going to be? Luffy and I have sat around for the last 3-4 weeks, and I think you find yourself looking for problems at clubs. You can start, even as a supporter, start getting negative on the lot of the talent that you've got, the mm-hmm. lot of talent at your club, or is it the way they're coaching? Is it off-field issues that are really holding you back? So we've decided to go the other way today, Daniel. We're going to be positive.
Positive's
good. We're going to find a positive, and I think it's a good one for the callers as well. If they can see something that no one else is seeing just yet and can want to table it now, I think it's really important. It's a positive day. It's a positive day on Pure Footy. We're going to give one positive each from each club.
No politics, no agendas, just pure footy and positivity is what we're after today.
It's been a negative week, right? It's going to be positive.
Right, positive. We can do that. On the eve of the season, that's a very, very fine idea from you,
gentlemen. Probably the only week where you can be positive because everyone's even.
Everyone's really
we'll
big chance
real
for the flag still.
Week, yeah.
Everyone's still a big chance for the flag.
Well, I've heard some media, I think Caro went with on Monday night or Tuesday night, whatever it was, that one of the coaches would be sacked at the end of the year after losing tonight.
Tonight,
after losing round one.
I did see
that's
that.
A bad start, isn't it?
Are you serious?
Well, she said that the losing coach won't survive. Mm. I thought that's a really bad start. Someone's got to lose, don't they?
Well, yes, there needs to be it could be a draw, but there needs to be a loser most weekends in AFL footy, most games.
Oh. I'll give you a positive.
Yeah.
Tonight is always good talk back after the game.
Yeah.
Because whoever loses. Yeah. Oh, there's microwaves.
Will there be microwaves tonight, do you reckon, if it goes bad? We're positive today.
I don't think the fallout would be as bad if Carlton lose. I don't think it would be that bad. If Richmond lost, I think they'd be pretty dirty.
Mm. Right, we're going to get through 18 teams. We're positive. Give us something to look forward to for your team this year. 9-4-2-9-11-16. Let's start at the bottom, boys. I'm going to throw this to you early doors. Start at the bottom with the Saints, Kingy. Starting at the bottom. It's easy to talk about the big ones up top.
Order would have been a bit easier. But, okay.
Well, somewhere near the bottom.
Well, there's a couple of kids that I really like. And I'm going to go to the St Kilda games this year to really focus on the next wave of stars. And I find myself falling in love with Jack Nunes. Now, I know he came sixth in their best and fairest last year. But I think this guy's got the ability to break into the top three at St Kilda this year with a real spike into the elite bracket of the competition in the next couple of years. He's great by foot. His disposal efficiency is really high. I know he's played down back over the last couple of his sort of early stages of his last 20 games or so, and he's been really good with intercept work, Luffy. And via the prospectus, they tell us he's ranked high up at St Kilda in his percentages there, but I just think he's going to become a bona fide midfielder and one that works both ways. And I think Alan Richardson would be really riding this kid pretty hard. And I think that this is his breakout year. This will be his boom.
Look, it's going to be hard. There's no doubt about that the next few years. But the jigsaw is being put together nicely, I think. Their drafting over the last few years has been really good.
Who's the best?
No guarantees. But the fact that for the next 10 years, you have Jack Billings sitting on a half-forward flank as that high half-forward, spending, 50-50 half-forward midfield, and the same with Jack Loney, maybe not as much midfield. both elite kicks going inside 50. That excites me about the Saints. You got McCartan sitting there for the next 10 years. Obviously, will be a start. It's going to be a tough year for him, no doubt about that. But there's guys, you know, Goddard, Webster, Ross, Dunstan, Nunes, Billings, Loney, Templeton, McCartan, Membry, Akers, Hickey. Over the next three or four, over the last 3 or 4 years, that's who they've brought into the side. So I think next year will be a better midfielder draft, so they'll be able to top up with the midfielders. I like what they're doing. It's just, we say it all the time, King. The reality is it's a long, long way off.
If you had to, yeah, it is. It's hard to correct. If you had one player that Saints fans should go and watch this year, I've gone with Jack Nunes. Who's yours?
Oh, Billings is my favourite, but yeah. Jack Loney, I think we'll talk about him in 3 years, is one of the real steals of the draft. He, another Louis Taylor type, you know, he was small,
yep.
But beautiful kick inside 50, the hardest kick in the game, and unbelievable ability to generate marks from those kicks.
I'm with you, Billings for me. I like watching that young fella. He's got real game, that boy.
He's class. He's a first round pick, isn't he?
Yep.
You'd expect him to be a high quality kick.
Yep. All right, that's for the Saints. They're in action later on the weekend, of course, against
GWS.
Yeah, that's a big game for them at Etihad Stadium. We'll be covering that too. Looking forward to hearing Radar and Tomo call that game with Scotty Lucas on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What about the D's, boys? The D's. Where's the positivity about the D's?
I'm a fan of the D's. Luffy's been laughing at me for a couple of weeks. I think that they have so much scope for improvement. We know that they've bottomed out. They've been to the JPC Carpentry Rebuild School, Daniel, and they're on the way up. I think that when you look at the way they're moving the ball now, Lumumba, Kennedy Harris, Salem, these guys want to go at speed. Garlett's a fantastic inclusion. Everyone wants to tell me they can't score, and they averaged only 60 points last year, which was 18th in the competition. I'm going to put on the line, I think they'll have a 25% increase. I think they'll jump to 75 points per game this year. They're going to pay a price when they make some blues, but I think they're going to get two and a half more goals a game this year. And I want to nominate, this got me in a little bit of strife last year, but I want to nominate an early contender.
Oh, no.
My man.
I'm just going to check the market.
Yeah, no, don't do that. My man, Brayshaw, some of the things I saw him do through pre-season, I was actually going to ring Melbourne and suggest they don't let him train with the group for a while because I don't want him to pick up any of the habits. I want him to stay the way he is. His ability to create an inside ball into an outside ball to make it an uncontested possession is first class. I think he is the bomb, this guy. And I hope he plays this week. And I hope he just does three or four things to excite.
Why haven't we seen him?
Didn't play
him in the NAB.
No, I think that's one of the reasons. I think that you sometimes need to hold these kids back. I think Ruzzi wants to play him, but he doesn't want to play him for 30 games in a row. He might just pick and choose 4 or 5 games that they need a little bit of something, and that just could be this week. I'd play him. He's all class. Just have a look at him. You know what? Are they targeting this game as a winnable game? They've only got sort of 6 or 7 for the year that they would say, yep, this is a bona fide winnable game. I'd be playing him, even a sub, Luffy.
Yeah. I think this week, if you're a Melbourne supporter, and if you think you're no chance, but I think there are a genuine chance this week because the Gold Coast have got a few out. Jesse Hogan, you just go and watch him. The numbers tell you that the gun forwards have always got a gun junior career, and this kid was a star. So I look forward to seeing him.
I think your man Brayshaw has had a few issues with concussions through the preseason. They've been
really
careful with him.
I didn't know that.
A bit of feedback coming through the system that my sources tell me. So that's a bit of feedback. He's also $14 for the Rising Star.
Just
for those playing at home.
No.
At home, Kingy, at home. Oh. Not you, Kingy, at home, Kingy.
Kingy predicted two and a half more goals.
Two and a half more goals, yeah. He did say that.
Yeah, lowest scoring year since 1920 for the D, so. Yeah.
Positive, Daniel.
So they need to. Okay.
Daniel, can you have a word to him?
Well, no, he's saying that now that would be a wonderful result, I think is what he's saying. Because last year was crap, is what he's saying.
It's fair to say he's not with me on this.
Not quite with you at the minute. Rightio, that's the D's. Let's look forward to there. The GWS Giants, they've come along this preseason, I reckon, boys. Kingy, do you?
Yes, and look, we all are talking about their acquisitions in terms of Patful and Griffin and what that will do, the flow and effect, the domino theory there. I think the biggest improvement will be their rebound game. And I had a look at what Patful will be able to do for them. It'll allow Bunting to be an intercept player. It'll allow Heath Shaw to be more of an intercept player. There will be more aggression off half-back. Last year, they were 14th in the competition, going from defensive 50 to inside 50. One in every five.
Yep.
I think that'll really improve because they'll win more turnover ball.
They're great stats, though, I reckon. They're really good stats.
That gets you to go. That gets you to really explode. I think that they can improve that, and that'll help their attack. They only average 81 points a game. So I think they can get that to 90. Just off the back of being able to win more turnover ball at halfback.
Yeah, I think they'll get 10 wins. I think this year they will really, really spike. Jonathan Brown was saying the other night that Andrew Raines reckons Ryan Griffin was the best midfielder in the competition. Hardest bloke to tag. So they add him, they add Patful, they add Mumford last year and Heath Shaw. There's four really, really good players. Now, they're either premiership players or all Australians. The kids have got 3 years behind them. I'm pretty excited for GWS. I think they're going to be very, very good this week. I'd be staggered if they lost this week.
Well, they could win 10 because last year they won 6, and I think they lost 4 games by under 10 points. So the gap wasn't large with them winning 10 last year.
Yeah.
So Griffin, you would think, would win them 2 more games, just being that elite midfield talent coming into that group.
Yeah. Hopefully the back's okay. If the back is okay, he's a star.
No riders, Glenn. When you lock in your positivity, you lock it in.
Patful will help as well, and I'll be watching with a very, very keen eye young Will Hoskin-Elliott. I think it's his year to launch.
Yeah,
this is
nice player.
His year to be very, very exciting. No, I know that, but I'm just focusing
Devin
on
Devin Smith.
Can you find a couple of Brumbies for you? Only lock yourself to the stars.
He's not a star.
He's a star in the making, the young fella.
Yeah, in the making. All of a sudden, there's a rider. 21 past 12, no riders here.
What pick was he?
Not important right now. He would have been one of those picks.
He's the sort of bloke, if he fails this year, be on the tools down with my boys, JPC Cousins.
You're an idiot.
One pergola at a time.
We'll take a break.
Rebuilding the North.
Pure footy on the eve of the season tonight. Carlton Richmond from 6 on SEN Footy for championdata.com.au. The AFL Prospectus. Goldie Boss is terrific. And berriesonline.com.au. And I think JPC getting involved as well. It's great to have him on board. 21 past 12. Pure footy, Kingy and Luffy with us, being positive today on the eve of the season. It's good stuff too, and just a bit of feedback off the SMS. Yes, yeah. Daffin Kenley saying that Hoskin-Elliott did his shoulders out for a bit. That's fine. I'm still keen.
Positive.
This is a year long. This isn't round one discussion. This is year long.
Mm.
Jack Nunes for you is a year long project. It's not a round one project.
No.
We're talking year long.
That's in trouble early, is what you're saying.
That's where we're going.
Little setback.
No, my man. He's Will. He's Hoskin, and he's Elliott, and he's out for a bit. That's okay. We're okay with that. Righto, who's next on the ladder? Brisbane Lions. That's for the 2014 ladder we're working up.
Mm. On paper, it's all positive. But I want to see it, Kingy. I want to see them deliver. The contested footy, a massive, massive issue. Obviously, the talls down back and forward are an issue. But on paper, the midfield looks outstanding. I think they will improve, but they've got a lot of improving to do. I'm not sure they'll make the finals.
That's not positive,
Clint. Yeah, I know. Oh, I was trying to be really positive.
I'll give you one. Come with me on this one.
You slept them late.
Yeah. That was sort of a little bit disappointing. Yeah, I'm going to give you Tom Rockliffe, who kick 30-plus goals this year. His best return was 2012, where he kicked 18.
Right.
He kicked 10 last year and 7 the previous year. So I think he's got bags of goals in him, this guy. They're going to play him at full forward for considerable blocks of time. One out is a gun. Last year, he won 2/3 of his possession in the defensive half. They can't afford for that to happen this year.
No.
One-on-one in the square, right through his junior days, he was unbeatable. And I think that they'll return to that, given the fact that now they've got a dozen guys who can go through the midfield as smalls. 30-plus for me, lock it in.
The last NAB game, he outmarked Stephen May. Stephen May's 190 centimetres, Tom Rockliffe 185. May's 99 kilos, Rockliffe 85. Over the last 3 years, the best one-on-one player in the competition. He's won 55% of them.
He's
amazing.
Is that just in the forward area or around the ground?
No, that's just when it's an offensive one-on-one, so Brisbane kicking the ball to him.
Yep.
When he's one out, he wins 55%. And you go back to that Tech Cup year.
So that's Kenny. AFL number one.
AFL number one over 3 years.
Wow.
Huge record. At Tech Cup level, he averaged 23 disposals and 3 goals in his last year. Numbers we've never seen by anyone in any competition.
And yet he still couldn't get drafted.
extraordinary. You liked him, didn't you, Kenny?
Don't bring him up. Don't bring him up. But he is a star. We know that. But he's basically getting a lot of junk possessions at the moment.
Yes.
This is why I think Lepa's a great coach, because he's analysed that, he's located that, and he's going to play him at full forward at times.
Remember round one, Martin Yield's first game. Oh. He took about four or five contested marks inside 50 and kicked a few goals. That. So he's a unique player, Tom Rockliffe.
Mm. That was the not on your life game, that one. Will you take the same 22 to Perth next week?
Not on your life. We do love great quotes.
Stay positive.
Yeah, Brisbane Lions, they'll be okay. Just looking for that spine, but they'll be okay. Josh Green, 45 goals for me. 45 for little Joshy. You watch him go Wooshka.
Most underrated player in the comp.
He's a serious player. He's my man.
Have Glenn back,
isn't it?
A bit negative early there.
He's early. He's very
bad. Ad
now.
Break for you.
Let's get to the Bulldogs. Lots happening there over the off season, Kingy, off field and on field. What do you make of it?
Well, I think the one thing that we will see is this new structure down back. That's a lot like the Hawks. It's guard space, not guard a man. Last year they were the poorest in the competition, defending one on ones in their back half. What that will do, it'll close the gap again. It'll help them defend better. And again, it'll give them a better springboard off halfback, because they'll win more direct turnover ball. At the moment, they score 81 points and concede 99. So there's a gap of 18 points. I think that could be trimmed down by as much as two goals. I think their average gap, or the gap across the course of the year, could come down to 6 points. So it's a bit of a... Look, it doesn't mean you win more games, but it makes you a hell of a lot more competitive.
The net loss is over 1,000 games with the players coming in and out. But outside Gold Coast GWS, I still think they've got the best under-23s in the competition. Libba, obviously out this year. Dalhouse, Johansson, Stringer, Rovat, McRae, Hunter, Boyd and Bontempelli. Nice names to build your club around. It's going to take time, like the Saints. They're probably a little bit more advanced than the Saints. And then I look at those names and I think the Boyd acquisition is just a huge one, I think.
The other one that we haven't seen yet, we haven't seen this forward line with Cramery in there yet, or Cramery, however you say it.
Yes.
We haven't seen him in there yet. With Redpath and Boyd there, they've looked really solid. They've looked like they've got good tall targets to hit the ball at. But this third tall forward is the one that causes all the commotion. He's the goal kicker. He's the one that could really kick four or five in a hurry. We've seen him do it before. So I'm looking forward to seeing them as a forward six with this young midfield.
It's going to be a good year, I reckon, for the Doggies fans. They'll be excited. Mm.
Do you think?
I think they'll be excited. They won't make finals.
No.
But I think they'll be excited with what they'll see. The evolution of the team is sort of kingy.
A lot of people have got them second last.
Yeah, I've got them third last, I think.
Yeah,
that,
I had
that's
them.
Okay. You don't have to win 12 games.
We're never right with what we predict at the start. We like to give reasons as to why we got them down there.
But it's about being competitive, isn't it?
We want to give
new
coach, new captain, new CEO. There's been so much change down there.
Yeah. My man, Big Jack Redpath, too, is going to start to storm the competition.
What's he going to do?
He's going to start to storm the competition.
Love, what's that mean?
He's going to get 30 goals.
30?
Yep. It's going to be important for him. Big Jack, you watch him.
Mm, okay.
You watch.
I'm writing all this down.
I think you should. I would be. What about the Blues? What are you writing down about them, Kingy?
What have I written down about the Blues?
Because KB is a member today. He's a Carlton member, KB.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a member. He's concerned that the Tigers might get us tonight, as he said this morning.
He's concerned.
Mm.
What's he? But the last 4 years, he's tipped them by 99 points.
102 points the Tigers tonight. But he's a Carlton member as well, so he's pained about us.
Oh, that's
Carlton.
Okay. Well, I think they're going to have a win with Christian Jacks at centre-half back, a 20-year-old who was involved in that pick 7 trade. And I think the GWS will regret this one. I think this will allow Henderson to play forward. They'll get 22 games, in my opinion, out of Jacks. And they won't expect to get that much football out of him, but he'll just keep fronting up and he'll keep playing good enough football to represent him. Henderson's kicked 28 and 26 goals the last 2 years because he's been flicked forward and back.
I think
they'll lock him in with weight gone now as a forward. And I think that because Jacks is down back and they need him to be good for him there so that Henderson doesn't have to move, I think Henderson will kick 40-plus this year.
40-plus for Hendo.
Not sure where they finish, but I think they're dangerous. So I think if you're a Blues supporter, you go to every game thinking you're a chance of winning, even against the really good sides. We saw them lose a lot of games under 10 points last year. Mm. I think they win tonight.
You think they win?
Yeah.
I think the Blues beat the Tigers. Mm. Well, this is pure footy at its best when Luffy goes deep into the archives and pulls out a tip. like that. That is unbelievable.
Just record that one for next week if
that'll
you can.
That'll be on. Mm. I'm looking forward to seeing Patrick Cripps win the Rising Star. I think he's a very, very fine young player. And what player. What's he at the moment?
A little follow-up on that.
I was told Judd.
$9 there. Mm-hmm.
Judd and Thomas were the stars on the track this year, the preseason. Fit as a fiddle. So
they've had a great preseason. I think when you look at them, this is the one thing the Port Adelaide have shown the whole competition, that you've got to come up a rung with your capabilities to run and your actual conditioning, how much weight you're carrying. Every player in the comp now looks leaner than last year,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
Brendan Goddard talking about changing his diet to lose 2 or 3 kilo. I mean, these are players that have been around for a dozen years. So that just shows you the new standards.
Can you just give me what he was on? Can you just help me out there? Just
who's that? Light and easy. He's on light and
easy. Light and lazy.
Light and easy, isn't
right? Yeah.
Well, can't be bothered with that. 28-1. We need to get to a break. Pure footy.
Does it upset the missus if you start ordering that in too?
The AFL Prospectus 2015 edition. You need it if you're a footy fan. It's the Bible every year. And berriesonline.com.au as well. Fresh,
just news through from our friends at Berries Online. Yeah, they haven't been involved in insurance jobs per se.
Right.
But they did base the business, they did fund the business originally on a couple of work cover payouts. So if that's what you mean by insurance jobs, they're right up there with JPC Carpentry, my boys.
Written, spoken, authorised. David King, sue him, not me. 27-1. 21-1, pure footy on the eve of the season. From 6 tonight, Carlton Richmond at the mighty MCG with the number one call team in town. Anthony Hudson, Matt Granlund, Cam Mooney, Nick Maxwell, Mark Robinson and Rowan Connolly. Just to get you going for season 2015. Kingy's here, the world's greatest footy analyst. Luffy, the reluctant hero. And it's all thanks to Subway. $5 combos. Check them out. They're fantastic. And the Champion Data AFL Prospectus 2015 and berriesonline.com.au. We're going through as many teams as we can in the build-up, being positive today about the teams. We're starting from the bottom, so if we miss the ones at the top, I'm okay with that because there's 18 of them.
Nah, we'll get through them.
And we'll try and get through them. Let's see how we go. Gold Coast Suns next to you, King.
Gold Coast Suns, I think that I'm going to tag now that Harley Bennell will kick goal of the year. 23 goals last year, and all of them just looked amazing. I just think we know he's a champion. We know he's going to be one of the elite players of the competition. But combine that with this new mode of play, these new angles and speed of ball movement, he's going to get himself some good quality possession. I can see him taking 4, 5, 6 bounces down the ground at some stage this year and slotting one from all sorts of angles and all sorts of distances. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put Harley down for goal of the year.
He's going to be one of those high half forwards that gets you 20 plus and kicks 2, 3, 4 goals a game. He's a star, no doubt. My concern, I know we have to be positive, but have we seen that quick movement flicking the ball around? No, I'm just asking the question. During the NAB, we haven't seen what we expected of a Rocket coach team.
The NAB was a poor competition this year.
Okay, that's fine.
Write it off.
That's very
negative. Write it off.
I'm bringing you back.
That was a bit negative.
What was your point, though?
My point is, in terms of the way they move the footy and all that, we haven't seen a lot of change from last year. That's what I'm saying. So I'll be really interested to see what happens on, when is it? Saturday.
You know Rocket listens in, don't you?
Rocket loves the show.
He doesn't. He won't find that positive feedback, Glenn. That the guy they sacked, Guy McKenna, for the mode of play is now actually the same mode of play that Rocket's going with.
All I'm saying, we haven't seen a lot of evidence of a change in the way they move the footy. I haven't seen it.
For a team that's going to be contending heavily for the eight, you would think, the Gold Coast Suns, just watch out for the impact of little Tookie Miller.
He's got the reverse lights on, Glenn. He's backing back at a rate of knots.
Putting it out there. It's okay. Tookie Miller, we've seen him in the NAB Challenge. I think he'll have an impact this year for the Gold Coast Suns. He'll get a lot of footy in the team that's going to play finals or close enough to.
Okay.
Watch out for little Tookie.
And Saad. Saad will play
a
lot of footy.
Saad's a good player too. Right, that Gold Coast. Let's move on to the Magpies.
Oh, the Pies.
Hello, tracking. Be positive here, please, David.
I've got one. I want to see Corey Galt, who's a rookie. I want to see him play 15 games for the year. I know you're not with me on this one, Luffy, but
he's actually turned away.
Number one contested mark in the competition. He's not going to change their fortunes this year. But I think he's a talent, and I think they've got to look at him. They've got to give him an opportunity with that second tall forward next to Travis Cloak. Stop looking at every other club. Stop looking for Lynch at West Coast. Stop looking for Jesse White to be the man. It won't work. I think that this is the guy that could stand there, take a contested mark, and actually give Cloak the ability to play centre-half forward for a while. Go and run and change the dynamic of that forward line. He's a talent, Luffy. From what I've seen so far through this preseason, I didn't see any of his VFL last year, But the Pies need to look at the youth, and then they need to lock a couple in. And this is one for me.
Glenn?
Very positive, David. I'm battling to find something half of it. I've still got that Western Bulldogs game in my head. I would be going to the footy and looking at your last three or four drafts and just hoping those kids really come on, because they are the key to them going forward. So that's your Broomheads, Kennedy. We need to see Ben Kennedy step up to what he produces as a junior. Grundy.
Freeman.
You need to see Freeman. Obviously, Schoenberg's crook. So that's what I'd be going to the footy for, because I'd be staggered if they made the finals this year.
Very negative.
Watch out for my man, the Faz. He's back after a trial back. He's going forward. He'll kick 30 for the Pies.
Yeah, good call.
Watch out for my man.
Biased.
The Faz. What?
Biased.
What do you mean biased?
He's your mate.
Yeah, no, mate.
It's just reality, mate.
Yeah, oh, right. Come on, mate.
He may be a good friend of the program, but it's reality. Positive, I tried him down back. You positive. Can't even
did
be
you write
positive
that
about
down
my positivity.
King? 30. 30 for Faz.
30, write it down.
Yep, got it.
F-A-S-O-L-O.
Oh.
Or just abbreviate F-A-Z.
Okay.
The Faz. Let's get to the Adelaide Crows, boys.
The Adelaide Crows, for me, I think we're going to see Taylor Walker's captaincy much along the lines of Luke Hodge and Carey of old. Kicked 63 goals in 2012 and averaged 2 contested marks a week. I think he'll surpass those numbers this year. I think he'll have an amazing year. With the risk of burdening him with captaincy, I think he'll grow into and he'll really drive that club forward. Now, I don't know what it does for the team, where that has them, where they go in terms of the 8 or the 4 or wherever you want to have them. But I think he'll do better than 2012.
It's a good call. I like that. Second when you're back from the recall, I like that. Yeah, perfect timing.
I'm tipping big spike. Preliminary final week, I think the Crows can get to.
Preliminary final.
And maybe a Brownlow medalist in Rory Sloane. I love what Phil Walsh has done. They've improved that. Remember that issue last year where they turn it over forward of centre and get scored against? Well, Phil Walsh has turned them from being the third easiest to score against to the second hardest in the NAB Cup.
NAB Cup, Glenn.
I know, it's the NAB Cup.
Challenge. Cup on offer.
Anyway, they're my big positive.
Rory Sloane for the Brownlow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, I like that. Now, I don't know where this goes, but I'm looking forward to watching Cam Ellis-Yelman. I think he's a player.
Yep.
Looking forward to seeing him develop under Phil Walsh there at the Adelaide Crows for them. West Coast Eagles, boys, they missed the 8 last year by, what, half a game? No, full game.
Well, I think they got a star. I've spoken about him before, but Jeremy McGovern, at 22 years of age, he's only played 13 games, I think will be in the All-Australian squad this year.
Squad of 40.
Yeah. I think he'll break into it. He'll have some sort of season at centre-half back, given the fact that that's going to be his position for the year. He's an elite intercept mark. Looking at the Book of Luff, it says between round 12 and round 18.
The Book of Luff.
He was number one in the competition for contested marks and number two for intercept marks. And the B-O-L says to me he's an All-Australian jumping off the page. So that's where I'm locking him in.
Right, Jeremy McGovern, All-Australian squad of 40 in the B-O-L. Glenn, world's reluctant hero? No hope, he says.
No, the Andrew Gaff becomes a close to an elite player this year.
Close to an elite player?
Well, he's not top 10% of midfielders, so a top 25 midfielder in the competition. What is he, 3 or 4 years in? I think he's the
man. Does he kick enough goals?
No, I think he does get a lot of stuff back of centre. I want to see him getting it forward of centre and using those skills and that running ability. They need to move the ball quicker. I think their forward line has shown that they can score when they do move the ball quicker, and we saw that in the last month last year. So hopefully we see a bit more of that, because Lacroix, obviously Darling's out, but Kennedy, so they've got a bit of talent up forward.
Don't know where they fit, the West Coast Eagles. I just don't know where they fit in the scheme of things at the moment.
Really,
but I'm looking forward to seeing Josh Kennedy kick 60. I think he can do that for the Eagles.
If we should have a good look at the Eagles next couple of weeks, because for me, this year will be what it'll be. They're no guarantee to be on the forward path. They're no guarantee for the graph to be on the rise right now. If you looked at them in 3 years' time, we could still be saying the same thing about the West Coast in 3 years' time is what we're saying now.
Not sure where they fit. We might do that. 13-1, Kingy and Luffy.
They might go to the house of rebuild at JPC Carpentry. 0433014095.
He's good.
He's good at this stuff.
The reluctant hero, Glenn Luff, the world's greatest footy analyst, David
King
with us.
They got some business cards made during the week. That's how good they go.
Thanks, shortly. Kingy and Luffy with us on Pure Footy on the eve of the season. Very excited about the kickoff tonight from 6. You can hear it all unfold on Melbourne's home of footy, 11:16 SEN. The Tigers, boys, let's get straight to a positivity, please.
Glenn, can you be positive?
Jack will win the Coleman this year.
Jack will win the Coleman. That's good news for Tiger fans. Good news for Jack fans, too.
In terms of the Tigers, I don't know where they're at. It'll be very interesting to see how they go this year.
They're bullish.
I'll put them in the West Coast basket. I'm not quite sure.
Well, until I heard you spruik about Carlton, I'd actually penciled in a 4-0 start. I think their start to the year is they could really get themselves rolling.
Who they got?
I just misplaced my little guide here. You haven't got your guide in front of you, Daniel.
Of course I have.
Just bring that back because it's they're winnable games. I think they've got the Bulldogs. Obviously, they've got Carlton tonight. I think they've got the Bulldogs, Melbourne, and one
Carlton,
other.
Carlton, Bulldogs, Brisbane, and Melbourne is the first month.
So this is opportunity for me, and I think this is... this is a team that learned a lot last year. They learned a lot, and they have got Marek and Rance in this team, and that they are so important for them. They play like men when these two are in there and setting the standards. So for me, I'm locking the Tigers in for a 4-0 start.
4-0, Luffy?
Yeah, confident start. They're a confidence team, aren't they? So if they are 4-0, they could do some damage throughout the season.
I want to know, do you reckon Delidio will play that half-forward role?
Definitely.
That Ben Allstall sort of role?
Half-forward and catching the ball just outside of 50, but with the depth of kicking to be able to slot them.
That's 25 from him.
So he's played over 70% forward in the NAB, whereas Dusty has gone the other way. You'll see a lot more midfield time for Dusty, so he is going to rack up some big numbers.
Not an outrageous selection saying that Delidio will kick 25-plus, though.
What did he kick last year?
He kicked 20 last year.
So he's got to improve by 25%.
By 25%.
5 on 20 is 25%.
Right.
Yeah. It's a fair jump, isn't it?
Played about 13 games last year.
Yeah. If the Tigers
missed the first six,
improved by 25%, they win 15 games. Top four. All of a sudden, that's what I'm saying. Don't underplay the impact. Essendon, what happens here, boys? Interesting times.
Oh, I love the Bombers. And again, Luffy's not with me again, but I love the Bombers. I think fast footy is going to be fantastic. I think we're going to see a breakout year from a 23-year-old who played 12 games last year and from round 14 onwards was the number one run and bounce player at the Bombers and the number one inside 50 player and the number two for loose ball gets.
How tall is he?
He's only a small man.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Little Travis Collier.
Like him.
I think he now feels like he belongs. I think he's ready to start embarrassing some players from the opposition week to week. This will be a breakout year. He only kicked 7 goals last year.
How many this
year?
Be
staggered if he didn't get that up around the 15 mark and just put speed into the game for the Bombers at every opportunity.
If we see that speed, I think we see Joey Danaher get to the 40-45 goal mark. He kicked 28 goals last year. This guy will be a superstar if the ball movement is improved. They did go slow last year. We know that probably created bad habits after that round one game against North where they got away with it.
Yep.
If they go fast, I think Joey Danaher will have a big year.
Tom Bell Chambers could be All-Australian this year.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, and he looked terrific in that press conference.
In the
conference
22
the
or in the 40?
In the 40, sorry, 40. The 40, yeah. He looked terrific
jacket.
In that press conference, riding shotgun to Joe.
You're a man who's going to play with some confidence if you're wearing that to the press conference.
He can play the big number 40 if he needs to, but he's a terrific ruckman around the ground. Oh, I reckon Tommy Bell, with Paddy Ryder not there, of course, it's going to be a fair bit of pressure on that
fella. You base that on the Teasdale factor?
On the Teasdale factor? The lapel?
Yeah.
The Valua lapel factor.
Yeah, it's a ruck thing.
I reckon Tommy's a serious player and he's just about to launch after a rough year last year. Good luck to you, Tommy, I say.
Yeah.
And keep wearing that jacket.
More
that
bone.
Was cool. More bone. The Kangas boys, where do they fit?
Oh, get excited here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to lock in Jared Waite to have 2 6-plus goal games for the year. He's only had one in his career so far.
Is that right?
He kicked a 7. He kicked 6.5 and then finished with a 7, I think, a couple of years ago. I think he'll have 2 6-plus goal games this year because he'll be second target all the time. He'll be third man in, floating in at pack situations. And the way the Kangas play, he will just absolutely thrive.
Right, yeah, I like that. That's good.
A lot of depth and experience depth. So we know they're old. They've brought in Dell, Higgins, Waite. I think they're a genuine chance of the premiership this year.
And premiership chance.
Everyone else are unbiased, but...
You are. Yeah,
I think all over the ground, they are solid. The worry are the key backs, but I think the rest of the team being so good, I think they can protect those guys.
It's terrific feedback from Kingy and Luffy today on Pure Footy. Of course, thanks to Subway, $5 combo, and Champion Data's AFL Prospectus. And, of course, berriesonline.com.au. Off the SMS, if Luffy's stats influence your predictions for the season, does he have, Kingy, the power of Luff? It's the power of Luff.
They call him the almanac.
All right, we're coming up to 1 o'clock, which means that's the end of Pure Footy. We won't get through the last five teams, Sydney, Hawthorn, Geelong, Freo and Port, but there's plenty talked about them through
they'll
the off-season.
They'll be good.
See, that's positive. That's nice, Glenn. It's nice of you to come around late.
Been your best late.
Now, Luffy, Carlton Richmond tonight, you're tipping the Blues.
I'm tipping the Blues.
Give me a margin. Just talk to me.
Two goals.
Two goals. Kingy, what are you thinking tonight?
No, I think Richmond will lead by 6 or 7 goals at one stage and will fall in by a goal and a half.
Taper off.
That happened last
always
year,
happens. Always happens. Happens every year.